Now, this was an interesting road in those days, apparently. I can remember some things about it, obviously. But there were certain notables living in Elmwood that, as you probably know all about it, John Cheer, for instance, who lived, in fact, just opposite me here, number 19. A great man. Daughter Jennifer, and I'm not quite sure what happened to the film episodes of my playing in the garden with Jennifer, but we did, and we were duly put onto tape, onto the celluloid by John Cheer. He also investigated our finding that the cream at the top of our milk bottles was being eaten or drunk or whatever it is one does with cream by the local birds, and he got very excited about that because this was to him a novelty that they in fact pecked through the covering. So John was a very great man in his way, but next door to him, of course, were the Pages. Page, who was, of course, Company, Fred Page, and his wife. And now his wife, unfortunately, after the First World War, contracted sleeping sickness, and she lived with that. And I think she was Swiss, I think. But they lived in that house for quite a long time.
Number?
That was number
70.
21, I think, wasn't it? Yes. A little further down the road towards that direction, number 8 or 10, with a family of Mansers. He was very active in the telephone service of the time, I remember. It was big week. And the Mansers were a long-stay family, and I was a frequent visitor of that family because they had a lot of toy trains rushing around on the lines, which was very exciting. And so I went and shared with Norman, who was their son, right up the road, the Hartleys, of course. Was he not the bridge expert on the Times or something?
I think he was, yes, I think you're right. Yes. That's a long time since I even thought about him. I didn't know.
Yes, and his two sons, and a rather savage collie dog, which put the fear of God into my dog every time I walked past that house. His hair went right up every time. So that there were the Hartleys. Just trying to think. That's about what comes to my mind at the moment. The thing about this road is it had a lot of long-stay people in it, people who had come in the early days and stayed on. So yes. It was a good place, a lot of interaction between the families. And I think for me, looking back over the road, it was a lack of traffic, which was the sheer joy in the road. Now, my father had a car, but typical in those days, there was no garage, no run-up, so he had to put the car in Attymore. And so it meant that he only used the car and dumped it outside the house when he needed it. Apart from that, fairly little traffic, which meant that I and my gang, who met in the shed at the back of the garden and made rose petal scent, which we flogged to our parents, and we did things with licorice.